After more than 20 years in prison, a Chicago man is free. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn granted requests for clemency on his final day in office. They included clemency for Tyrone Hood. He'd been in prison for murder despite doubts about his guilt. Nicholas Schmidl brought fresh attention to this case. He's a writer for The New Yorker who reconstructed the 1993 murder of a popular student athlete.
He was going out to get a car wash, apparently, on a Saturday afternoon, and he never came home. And his body was found approximately a week later, partially nude in the back seat of his own vehicle with a gunshot to the torso.
Nicholas Schmidl's article last year showed how police faced pressure to arrest someone.
It was what they call a heater case, and so it drew enormous media attention and pressure to solve the case.
And where did that pressure lead the police?
To Tyrone Hood. There were a couple of loose bottles that were found in the floor of the car that Marshall Morgan Jr., the young man who was killed, these bottles contained fingerprints that, according to the police, were Tyrone Hood's fingerprints.
And they ended up questioning Tyrone Hood.
They did, and they also questioned a number of other people from the neighborhood, and they all gave very strong statements pointing to Tyrone's guilt.
Now, the justice system operated here. There was a trial. Tyrone Hood was convicted. What caused you and many other people to think that there was a problem here?
Well, the problems really started on the eve of the trial when Tyrone's attorney discovered that the victim's father had taken out a life insurance policy on the victim shortly before the victim was killed. The victim's father, Marshall Morgan Sr., his fiancée had also just been killed in very similar circumstances. She was found partially nude in the backseat of her own vehicle with gunshot wounds to the torso. Tyrone's attorney tried to present an argument that Tyrone was not guilty, and the judge dismissed these efforts and said that, you know, he accused him of trying to be Perry Mason or something. Furthermore, in the time between Tyrone's arrest and his conviction, and then in the years after, nearly every one of the witnesses who offered statements against Tyrone retracted those statements and said that they had been coerced from one of two detectives who have been associated with a number of false confessions.
So you wrote this story in 2014. Other people had been advocating for Tyrone Hood. His lawyer then sent a clemency appeal to the outgoing governor of Illinois, mentioning your story, among other things. What happened then?
The appeal was sent in late November. The governor's office deliberated over it. And on Monday, in one of his last acts in office, he commuted Tyrone's sentence.
Commuted meaning he's not pardoned.
He is not pardoned.
But he's free.
He's free.
And Tyrone Hood is on the line with us now to talk about his experience. Mr. Hood, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your release.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm at my niece's house in Dalton, Illinois.
So what was it like to walk out of the prison on Wednesday afternoon after prison
Oh, it was a feeling I could never describe.
Did someone come to your cell and lead you out, and was there a processing? What exactly happened?
Okay, we need to stop the interview for a minute. My parole officer here.
His parole officer. She just arrived at that house, so Mr. Hood stepped away to discuss the terms of his release. We stayed on the line until he was able to come back to describe that feeling of leaving prison.
You know, I was so happy that at times I started getting teary-eyed. I just felt like at that time I could just breathe life in me, in and out.
And for the first time in more than 20 years, Mr. Hood was able to see a range of colors.
The colors was very limited. Dark blue, light blue shirt, gray as the bars, and white ceiling. That was it. So when I seen a color red, I stared at it. It was a machine, pop machine or something, in front of this gas station. I just looked at that machine for a while because of the color red.
Are you still working to overturn your conviction? You've received clemency, but you're still formally convicted of murder. Is that
yes? Yes, I got to, because I got to clear my name. I got to walk free like this ankle monitor that had to be on my leg. I got to get that off. I feel like I'm still locked up, but in another different location. I just got to clear my name, and that's all I need, you know, as far as I'm just trying to get my life back.
Nick Schmidl, what's the process he's going to be going through in the coming days?
Tyrone has a hearing in early February, I believe on February 9th. That is the next hearing in his post-conviction process. The ball right now is in the state's attorney's office. If they determine that they are tired of fighting this or that they want to dismiss the charges at any point, Tyrone will be formally exonerated, and he will not only be a man who has his freedom, but he will be a man who has been determined to have been innocent of the crime that he's currently convicted of.
That's where you want to get, Tyrone Hood.
Yes.
Was there ever a moment in this more than 20 years when you thought of just giving in, saying, okay, guilty plea, let's try to get out of this?
No. I can't do that. I can never do that. I'm not taking that to my grave and having being in front of God and he telling me, well, why did you do that? Why did you admit to something you didn't do? Plus, the mother, Marsha Morgan Jr.'s mother, needs justice. She needs that.
Tyrone Hood, is there anything at this moment that you would want to say to the police and the prosecutors who caused you to be in prison for 2 decades?
I'm not holding no grudge. I'm not angry at them. It's not going to make me a better man to be angry at them. It's not.
This may seem like a strange thing to ask, but do you learn anything from spending 20 years in prison?
Yeah, I learned to just be patient. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. You know, don't judge nobody.
Well, Tyrone Hood, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with us.
I appreciate sharing what I went through with you.
Tyrone Hood at his niece's house in Dalton, Illinois, on his second day of freedom. Nicholas Schmidl of The New Yorker wrote about Hood's case last year.